Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you. Oh, you guys, honestly, you're all too much. Hello, Slayers, and welcome to the David Potts Show. Oh, I'm so excited, guys. It's just like daytime telly, but we can do what the fuck we want here. And we love that, don't we? Let's do what we want. Sod the One Show. This is the fun show. I'm your host today and every single day. I'm David Potts. And I'm basically like Lorraine, only she's a lot more camp than me. And coming up on this, our very first episode. Guys, this is our first episode. How exciting is that? The first one. We'll start with an epic story on loose women. You'll be a patient when it comes to Dr. David. Doctor. And there's never, ever too much. So I want you to tell me everything. Tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. I want to know it all. And we'll be ranting with you on Good Moaning Britain.
Hiya.
Who doesn't love a good moan? I mean, let's be honest, this is England, honeys. Or Britain, should I say. And we will finally be reliving Celebrity Big Brother on plug that shit. Let's plug it, baby. So, guys, Slayers, shall we do it? I said, shall we do it? Come on, everybody. This is the David Potts Show. This is so exciting, huns. Like, I don't think you guys understand how excited I am for this. I've literally lost sleep over this. And I'll actually go to why I've lost sleep over this very shortly. But I am so excited. Like, I've literally wanted to do my own podcast for such a long time. And the fact that we've got a podcast called The David Potts Show. Thank you. Honestly, guys, if you actually was able to see in front of me, it's like we're at Wembley. It's like there is an audience of 350 million people. Currently, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. We might have to get security in a minute because it's getting a bit crazy up in here. So I've actually been preparing quite a lot for this. You know, I've been getting them plugs in. Like, I've been in London all week. I've done OK shoots. Yes, I am in OK magazine. And I have actually finally going to be somebody on a magazine cover in the shop. Do you know, like, when you were younger and you used to see Vic and Bex and you were like, wow, they're icons. Well, guess what? I'm one too! So not only that, I've been on Lorraine talking about it. I actually did Good Morning Britain the other morning, which is an early start, by the way. I mean, it is obvious that it's an early start, but like 5:30, get up. It's like on the cusp of, like, you know, them people who wake up and drink like cabbage smoothies and then like go out for a nice walk along a pier, slash the people who are still getting in from the after party. So it was like, it was a very mixed emotions for me. I didn't know whether I was going to go and run a marathon or go back to the club. But anyway, yes, I did go on Good Morning Britain and we got to plug the podcast. Woo! Not everything's about Celebrity Big Brother, guys. It's about the David Potts Show. And yeah, we got to speak all things podcast, what it's about. I spoke with Duncan James, who's absolutely gorgeous, by the way. Like, seriously. And he actually told me I could sing. This was backstage. He was like, you can actually really sing. I was like, well, do you want me to join Blue? Like, if you want me to join Blue, I'm ready. Like, choreo down, vocals down. Let's go. Anyway, guys, so... like I said, I've been doing all the rounds on the telly, in the magazines, getting the David Potts Show plugged. But like I said earlier, I'd been losing sleep. And one of the main reasons why I lost sleep is when I went down to London, I was put into a hotel, obviously. And this hotel took me by surprise. I was shooketh. I'm glad my mum wasn't with me. Because it was actually well known for being a sex hotel. Oh. Yeah, kinky. However, I got into the hotel. Let me paint a picture for you. We walked in. There was a wooden corner kind of picnic bench set up, which I thought, right, okay. And then I looked to my right and I saw a mask hanging down off the lampshade, and it was a mask of, you know, the cartoon character, the Tweety Bird. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to presume that somebody's just left that. I'm just going to turn the telly on, jump onto the steel framed bed, very retro, like who even has a steel framed bed anymore? But we moved, got onto this bed, turned the telly on, porn. Porn. Everywhere. Where have I been booked into? What is going to happen to me? Like, I was kind of like low-key excited because I was like, this is something I've never been to before. But then at the same time, I've got to be up early and is somebody going to come in at 2:30 in the morning and start handcuffing me to the bed? Again, maybe exciting, maybe petrifying. But I think that might be the vibe that they're going for in that hotel. Very scary. However, I am sat here today and I've got something to tell you. I didn't get handcuffed to the bed in the night, yeah. Which is amazing. We absolutely love it. But moving on, guys, there is so much here on the David Potts Show. It's not all about me. Crazy, right? The title of the show is The David Potts Show. However, guys, I am the people's princess and I love you guys out there. So it isn't just about me. It's about you guys too. I love you lot and my fabulous guests. Woo! We are going to have some fabulous guests, guys. And you could also be one of those fabulous guests. All you need to do, you can get in touch at any time by emailing me at thedavidpottsshow.com. Or you can follow the socials at The David Potts Show. Get in contact, fill some forms in, and we might get you on next week, honeys. Who doesn't want to be on here? David Potts Show. Should we get on with the show then?
Yeah!
Are you ready for this? Woo! I said, are you ready for this?
Ready!
First up, it is time for Loose Women. You. Honestly, thank you. You're making me well up here. You lot are so kind. You're making me blush, guys. Honestly, it could be the lighting in here that's making me sweat my tits off. But I'm going to say it's you guys. Honestly, that applause, that massive applause is getting me through. Now, this is the part of the show where we hear from our female listeners. Yes! Women empowerment. Let's go, girls. I feel like Shania Twain. This is where we get your best and worst experiences. Anything, absolutely anything. So sexual experiences, drunken experiences, anything a bit cringe. We love a bit of cringe here at the David Potts Show. So I want all the details. I want you to spill the tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea. Because remember, guys, this is just like daytime telly. But here, we do what the fuck we want!
That's right! Woo!
And I've actually got our first guest on the podcast with me right now to tell her story. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah!
It is Ellen. Hello, Ellen!
Hi, baby!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you coming in from?
From Manchester, from Wigan in Manchester.
Oh, we're neighbours. I'm a Bolton gal. I'm a Bolton gal. We're neighbours. You could have got a lift in with me this morning.
Oh, I could have, could have.
Yeah, you could have jumped in the car with me. So are you excited for this, Ellen?
1,000%. When I was younger, I used to watch you on Ibiza Weekender, which isn't probably the most age-appropriate. And then watching you on Big Brother was absolutely fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That's so sweet of you. Right, Ellen. So before we delve deep into your story, we've actually got another story, and I'm going to want your opinion on it as well. So should we give it a listen?
Oh, absolutely.
Right, so this is a lovely story from a lady called Beth. So I'll read it out for you, honey, and then we will discuss and give our opinions on it. So here we go. Hey, David. This is the most embarrassing story I've got. Thank you, Beth. That's what we like to hear. Which still keeps me up at night.
Ooh.
Wow. She's still having sleepless nights. When I was younger and I was at primary school, I went to take my jumper off. Classic. You do get hot in primary school. It was one of those thick sweatshirts, you know.
Oh.
Do you know when you was just running around playing kissy cats? And then you've got that thick jumper on and it's just, and it just leaves and it's leaving crumbs all over your shirt as well. Oh, horrendous. So I went to take off one of those thick jumpers and I ended up pulling off not just my jumper, but my school shirt as well.
Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, my God. So the story continues. So I was sat in the middle of the classroom with no jumper and no top on.
Oh!
Ah! Just sitting there with nothing on. Cringe.
No, because I can just imagine that. I can, like, vividly see it.
I feel like I'm grieving. I'm panicking for her. I'm not surprised that she's having sleepless nights, Ellen. It doesn't surprise me in the slightest because that, for me, number one, secondhand embarrassment, bless her little cotton socks. Mm. Like, do you know what I mean, though? Like, young girls.
You can just feel the embarrassment for her.
Like, like the genuine panic I'm feeling. Like, I feel shaky. I'm sweating. Like, I feel like all of a sudden a gust of wind's going to come and my tits are going to be hanging out. Like, I'm genuinely scared. Now we've got that story out of the way, I want to know about yours. So, Ellen, please tell me everything and do not spare a single detail. I'm gonna stay silent. Go on.
So this was 7 years ago. I was about 11 years old. This is how I remember the story.
Right.
So at the time I was living with one of my older sisters, my dad and my mum. And my mum had, me and my mum had come in from some sort of work to do. She let me come with her. And she had gone to pick my sister up. My dad was somewhere in the house and I'd gone quickly to the bathroom.
Right.
Did my usual business, as everyone does. And because I'm 11 years old, puberty's hit. I can see your face. So I've done my business, kind of just checked, and I've seen blood. And I go, uh-oh.
Bloody
Luckily,
out.
I sort of knew what to do because I had been taught about periods.
Thank
but
you,
I was in that much of a shock. I just stuck some toilet paper in my underwear, pulled my pants up, walked outside, and I saw my dog in front of the door kind of staring. And so my dad's not in the living room. My mum's out. My sister's out. The only person that's in my vicinity is the dog. So I've gone, Frank, I've started my period, freaking out. He sniffs my leg and just kind of walks away like I'm the most disgusting thing ever, which didn't do great on my heart.
Wow.
But that's not it, though.
Oh, no. I can't. Ellen, seriously, I can't take it. Go on.
My dad's walked into the living room and I've gone up to him and said, Dad, I've started my period, kind of tears falling down my face.
Oh.
He stood there, froze, like... Like he hasn't lived with three other girls
right.
for 13 years.
Yeah.
And he just picks up the phone, calls my mum, lets her know what's happened.
Yeah.
I'm still stood there crying because I didn't know what to do. He goes, have you put toilet paper in your underwear? And I was like, yeah, I have. And he goes, right, okay, your mum said to do that till she comes back. So he hangs up the phone and I'm like stood there sobbing and he just kind of comes up to me and awkwardly hugs me and taps my shoulders. The most very dad hug.
Yeah, dads do it best.
That is my most embarrassing story.
I mean, first of all, well done for sharing that with us guys. Thank you,
Thank
Ellen.
You.
Straight from
Thank
Wigan.
You.
That's what we like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
When you were stood sobbing,
yes.
Where was Frank?
He was sat on the couch, staring at me and my dad.
Okay, where's Frank now?
Still at home,
right.
On the couch.
Oh, not moved.
Barely.
You've traumatized
Very old
him.
Dog.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Have you been able to get a reconnection back with Frank the dog, or has it been a bit?
Yes,
iffy?
We have. Luckily. Luckily, he's an old man now, so he's a little more slow and just kind of sleeps most of the time.
And now he's used to you guys coming on your periods.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, I'm just glad Frank's got over it. I'm definitely happy that Frank's through it. But more importantly, well done you for being
Thank
so
you.
Open. Do you know what I mean? I love that. Like, female empowerment, let's go. Like, girls have periods.
Yes, we do.
Do you know what I mean? It's nothing crazy. It's nothing new. Mm. And I just feel like guys need to, like...
Get over it.
Get over it. It's a bit of blood. Do you know what I mean? Do you cause such
nothing.
A fuss when you cut your finger? It's a bit of blood. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Honestly, Ellen, thank you so much for sharing. I'm glad Frank's okay. I'm really happy. Are you and your dad all right? How have the awkward hugs, have they improved?
No, they're still awkward, pat on the shoulders.
Maybe we actually need to get your dad on. Because I can tell him he doesn't need to awkwardly hug you anymore. You have got access to tampons and sanitary pads now. But honestly...
Oh,
well, be careful. Have you got a pad on? Honestly. Well, thank you so much, Ellen. And it was so lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye. Wow, wow, wow. How amazing were them? Guys, that rhymes up this week's Loose Women. Honestly, jaw-dropping. Iconic. And I just want to say a massive thank you to Beth and Ellen for being such great sports, spilling the tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea. That's what we like to hear, guys. Now, if you actually want to be a loose woman on the David Potts Show, this is how you do it. Get in contact with us. You can email us at me@thedavidpottshow.com or go onto the socials at The David Potts Show. I'll be waiting for your message. Pretend I've got a cat on my knee, stroking a pussy.
Meow.
There we go. Send me your messages. I'm ready for them. Guys, thank you for the audience applause. We love it. We love an applause here in this studio. Now, next up, guys, it is an absolute privilege. It is a dream to be on the David Potts Show and having something to plug. But who's joining me to flog their wares? Well, we're throwing it back. We're not throwing it back too far, guys. We are throwing it back to Celebrity Big Brother and the host of the ITV show, an entrepreneur, is Will Best!
Oh, yes! Wow! Thank you.
Oh, my God, Will!
Yeah, it's so good to see you because last time I saw you, you were fresh
sweating
off that winner's podium.
Yeah, I mean, babes, I was sweating like a pig in shit. I was I was dripping wet.
I know, but it just made your legs look even shinier.
Yeah,
people
because
didn't know that that was sweat on those legs.
Caked in sweat.
Were you? But you were kind of the coolest customer like on that whole set. Like, were you? Okay, sorry to go straight in with a question to you, but
please.
I can't remember if we asked you this on the night because it was all a bit of a blur. And by the time we interviewed you, we'd been like live on telly for like 2 hours. So yeah. I was like, the adrenaline was pumping. But be really honest.
Yeah.
Did you go in there and think, I'm probably going to win this?
I actually didn't. Genuinely, I thought maybe I didn't think I was going to come out first. I was thinking midway to final. I was thinking probably 2 weeks in out of the three and maybe not to the final. And then when it come to like the final, I was like, oh my God, I'm obviously in the final. But I thought Nikita was going to win.
Which is a very reasonable thing to think because that Strictly vote.
And AJ also thought he was going to win.
Because of the power of the Strictly fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw what I put.
You put me, baby. I know.
I put you.
You
did. But you know why I put that? And you talked about this in the house quite a lot, right? You talked about how people meet you for a second or they see you or whatever and they form an opinion and then they realise you're actually a nice bloke, right?
Yeah.
I'd only really met you when you came on Late and Live.
Yes.
The series before.
Yeah.
I think maybe our paths have vaguely crossed. I haven't properly met you.
No.
And I liked you so much from meeting you just because you have a very warm way. You know, when you're talking to people, you get this a lot in our industry. Some people, you feel like you're talking to somebody, but they're not necessarily that interested in you.
That's like talking through you.
Yes.
Yes.
And you are somebody who, like, from the moment I met you, I was like, wow, like, David is a genuine person who's, like, actually interested in people and actually cares about people. So I thought, in that show, if that's what you're actually like on the inside, that's going to come out. And that's a very endearing thing. And that's why he's going to win. Wrote David down on the card.
Well,
I was proved correct. So in
well
a way,
done,
the real
well.
Winner was me.
You were the winner. Yeah, you were actually the winner. That was so nice. Well, I didn't know if you were actually going to propose then. Like that speech was... That speech.
I would never propose over Zoom.
Oh.
If I was in the studio.
Right, okay. Oh my God, get him here quick. Well, Will, it has been, I'm so buzzing that you're here.
Thanks, man.
But I want to know what you're going to be plugging for us today. What do you want to plug on the David Potts Show?
Yeah. Well, this is a great opportunity. I'm very grateful that you've asked me on to do this because obviously we're doing this over a video call. I'm not in my own home. I don't live in a sort of totally blank room like this. Well, as you can see, I'm now panning around. This is a shipping container in Hackney. So this is the office, right, for Bloody Drinks.
Yes.
And at Bloody Drinks, we make the UK's first proper Bloody Mary in a can. Now, David, are you a Bloody Mary drinker? It's fine if you're not.
No.
I mean, from your... Yeah, you... Even just the look of the can is so, making you want
no,
to...
No, do you know what? Actually, the look of the can is giving me, like... It's giving me, like, horror film, but I want to taste it. But I don't like tomatoes.
Mm, okay.
I'm a massive against tomatoes.
Do you have tomato on pizza?
Like, I have ketchup. Base, I like ketchup. Base. I like ketchup, yeah.
But if you're, like, in Pizza Express...
Yes.
Which I personally think is best pizza in London. Do you get, like, a standard pizza with just... And it's got, you know, you're tomato...
Like, yeah, like ham and mushroom.
Okay. So we actually use...
The Pizza Express toppings. Straight from Pizza Express to the Bloody Mary can.
Yeah, it costs us a fortune.
Well, I mean, unless you get the deal, because they do offer a lot of deals. Yeah.
That's true, but they've stopped them because they're about to go out of business.
Ah, okay,
because of
great.
All their deals. No, we actually, so rather than you, for our tomato juice, right, we use a really high quality tomato puree, which we then kind of mix to get to the perfect consistency for a Bloody Mary. And it makes the tomato, because tomato juice itself can taste a bit nothing, or it's not a tomato flavor that you necessarily, that everyone enjoys or that you even associate with tomatoes. And a lot of really high quality tomato, really high quality.
Sorry, go on.
No, but our one, I'm not doing a good job of plugging this. What I'm saying is this appeals to people like yourself who don't drink tomato juice, right?
Okay.
Because, and actually in a lot of like, so the Connaught Hotel in London is often considered the best Bloody Mary in the UK, and they use a similar tomato blend to us. So it's about the right consistency. It's about a certain type of tomato flavor. It tastes very fresh and rich, but it's not like, it doesn't have that kind of... that sort of slightly off tomato flavor that some juices can have. Anyway, we mix this with really high quality vodka, Amontillado sherry, a little bit of soy to bring out the umami and the tomatoes. We add obviously proper Liam Perrins Worcestershire sauce, Tabasco sauce, all the real ingredients that you would get in a proper high quality barmaid Bloody Mary, all in a can that you can conveniently purchase either from our website or Sainsbury's or Waitrose or Ocado or Amazon. But not only that, I feel like I'm now on a shopping channel. Not only that, but we have recently launched a non-alcoholic version of Virgin Mary.
Oh, yes! Yeah,
which you can then mix with your own spirits if you want a proper Bloody Mary, or you can have it as it is, and it's really delicious. And because we basically, rather than just taking the booze out of our original one, we basically rebuilt this from the ground up, and we wanted to make it vegan because there's actually anchovies in Worcestershire sauce. Ew. Who knew? So we use Henderson's Relish, which is a delicious, like, northern kind of
Sheffield.
Version of... It's from Sheffield.
I've had it before. Yeah.
It's so good, isn't it? So we use that. We use our own jalapeno-infused pickle juice that we make, lots of fresh lemon juice. We use the same tomatoes. It is balanced. It actually just won gold at the World Alcohol-Free Drinks Awards.
Yes!
So we've just launched in the Ivy. So you can, when you go to the Ivy Group for a Bloody Mary, if you order a Bloody Mary, they're using our base and then adding their own vodka. So that's going to be rolled out across the Ivy, across loads of other places. So yeah, so get involved. That's what I'm plugging.
That was a plug.
Thanks very much.
That wasn't the plug. That was the fucking socket as well.
Yeah, and it was turned up. I'm electrocuting people.
Babes, and do you know what? I love the colour contrast where you've changed the verge into a white can with the red writing. Like, by looking at it, I know which one is the alcohol-free.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And the Virgin is actually also, I don't have one here, but like the Ivy and stuff, they take it in cartons, litre cartons. So it's less wastage, better for the environment.
Guys,
we're using Tetra, do you know what I mean? Recycle that shit. Don't worry about it.
Could we ask for anything more? Absolutely not. I mean, I was going to ask you some questions about it, but you literally just answered the majority of the questions about the Bloody. So you absolutely smashed it. Anyway, Will, tell us about your new TV ventures.
Well, David.
Stop, I'm excited.
There's a lot. No, not nothing really.
Okay.
Well, no. Look, I mean, Big Brother is
coming back.
I think It's coming back. Is that officially announced?
The thing is, isn't it? The thing is, it might.
Oh, yeah, no, it is coming back because we've opened it. We've got people applying.
Oh, it's back.
We announced it.
Big Brother's back, everyone.
Get in. Yeah, people, because we opened the applications at the end of. At the end of the show, during the final. So yeah, that's coming back, and I haven't been told that I'm not doing it.
Okay. I have been told that I am doing it.
Oh, hosting it?
Yeah.
With AJ?
With you.
Yes!
They're just replacing Blackburn with Bolton.
Yeah, fine.
I mean, it's very exciting, Will. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Everybody knows Big Brother is an iconic TV show. Hopefully I'll be on the Late in Live again chatting loads of shit about it.
I would imagine you will be a regular feature on Late in Live, and I, for one, am massively here for that.
Thank you so much, Will, for coming on to the David Potts Show. I really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Coming up after the break, we've got a customer service related good moaning Britain. Yes, moan away. That's what we like to hear. And to end the show, I'm opening up the surgery for Dr. David. Woo! Yes, I will be getting my scalpel at the ready. So prepare yourselves. This is going to be like open heart surgery, guys. We're going in crazy here. But first, it's competition time. Yay! We love a competition. How amazing is the competition? This is the part of the show where we are actually not like daytime telly because there is no Andy Peters and we actually don't have 20 grand to give away. I know, upsetting, but it is what it is. But what we do have for you is something so life-changing. Something that will just make you wake up every single morning with a spring in your step and a smile on that face.
What is it, David?
We have got a few quid for you to spend at Greggs! Yes! Who doesn't want to wake up to a sausage, bean and cheese melt every morning? And an iced finger. Do you know what I mean? Oh my God. So guys, if you want to win the deal of a lifetime, if you want to win the present that is just going to make you quake in your boots, then this is how you do it. All you need to do is head over to our socials at The David Potts Show. And today's question, you don't just get it for free. There's a question, guys, and you need to really think about this. The question is, who's hotter, Greg James or Greg Rutherford?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a close call. It is a very, very close call. But guys, make sure you get into that competition because you could win a gift voucher for Greg's. Yeah. Pasties for everyone. Sausage rolls for everyone. And you will go into a draw to win sausage rolls on me. Get your sausage rolls out, guys. And I will see you back after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back to the David Potts Show! Oh, it feels so amazing to be here. Honestly, like I said, guys, this is just like daytime telly, but we can do what the fuck we want! And now it's time for a very, very serious part of the show. This is going to get your tits jiggling. It's time to get it all off your chest, guys. For good moaning Britain.
Hiya.
Hiya. Oh my God, fuck yeah. So guys, this is where you guys get in touch and have a good moan, Britain. We love it. We love a moan. Right. Do you want to know what's been getting on my tits this week?
Yeah.
Like on top of my tits.
Tell us, David.
Twisting my tits. I'll tell you, calm down, everyone, calm down. I'm going to tell you. Honestly, I know you're all so excited. So I thought I would treat myself to a brand new phone. I thought I deserve it. Like, get a little present from me to me. So I thought, brand new iPhone, going to go and get it. Go and pick up my new iPhone, bring it home. Try to set up the new iPhone and put everything, because you don't want to start losing them pictures, them contacts. Oh, imagine having to put all your contacts in one at a time. Like, how horrendous is that? So I thought, transfer everything. Apparently, it's really quick these days. Well, I'm going to confirm that that is an absolute lie. Categoric lie. I somehow, in all of the process of transferring my files, have managed to change my physical SIM card into an eSIM. And if you don't know what an eSIM is, it's an invisible SIM card. So I've managed to transfer my SIM card and make it disappear into nothing and then transfer it over to my other phone. What is the point in a SIM card then? If we can have eSIM cards, why has everybody got a physical one? What's the point in two SIMs? One's invisible and one's physical. Makes no sense to me. Anyway, my new phone wasn't updating. So I thought, oh, what I'm going to do is reset it. So I've transferred my SIM card over to the new phone. Then I've accidentally reset it to factory settings and erased the eSIM. So now my phone, I've got two phones. But currently, my number is floating in the clouds of O2. Waiting for somebody to snatch it because I have made a physical SIM card into an eSIM to now it being nowhere. Don't try and ring me. Don't try and contact me. I'm probably going to have to stay here and sleep here because if I leave the building, I am literally uncontactable. And as you can imagine, there is thousands of people that are trying to contact me 24/7. So yeah, if you work for O2 and you're watching, number one, sort your fucking network out. And if you work for Apple, can I have a third phone for free? Seriously. And that's my moan. That was a long moan, but I needed to get that off my chest. So, joining me on the show today, giving me her amazing moan, it's Harriet!
Hello, David.
How are you?
Really good, thank you. Yeah, really good. How are you?
Yes, I'm really good, thank you, honey. And where are you ringing me in from today?
I am in Bath.
Bath?
Yes.
Right, well, I've actually just been telling everybody about my massive moan because I've had a severe issue with my new iPhone. I've been going through hell with it.
It's such a nightmare. I feel you. I feel your pain.
But before we talk about your moan, I would like to read through somebody else's moan with you. How does that sound?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Amazing. So this one is from Rosie, all the way from Ireland, and it says, sorry, I just saw the first line and I'm like, oh, she's going in. Right, are you ready for that? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right. Are you ready, Harriet?
I'm so ready.
That's what we like to hear. Okay, so this is Rosie. As a retail worker, I fucking hate it when customers question me as if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm 20 years old and a supervisor. I clearly know what the fuck I'm doing, especially older men who think they can intimidate me because I'm young. The only thing that intimidates me is their personal lack of hygiene. Go on, Rosie, fucking give it to him. Like, if you're that bothered, hon, go clock in for your shift. First of all, iPad down. What an icon.
Yeah, amen to that, sister.
I mean, fucking slay them bitches right down. Like, read them customers to filth. What shop does she work at? I need to know the depths of what people are asking her for. But she's 20 years old, right? And she's a supervisor already. How iconic is that? But that's a girl who knows what she wants. That's a girl who knows what she's doing. She doesn't need to be told by no Karen or
by
Warren.
Anybody.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? She doesn't need to be told by
she's
them.
She's a boss bitch.
She's a boss bitch. You tell them people. In fact, just tell them don't even bother coming in the shop because then at least then you'll also have a break.
Well, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? What do you think about that one, Harriet?
It's interesting because I worked in retail for like 6 years, so I relate to this so much.
Right, okay.
So much. I mean, majority of customers, I must say, are fine. But you do get a few that come in and they just think, like you say, like she said, you know, do you work in this shop? Do you know the systems? Do you want me to sit back and you tell me what you think? Like, go ahead.
So, Harriet, thank you for that. And thank you, Rosie. That was iconic. Now, Harriet, it's on to you, bestie. I want
Here
you...
we go.
To give me a good moan, what do you need to get off your chest?
Well, David, I am sick and tired of boy racers. Now, I say boy racers because...
Oh, boy racers!
Boy, yeah, boy, drive, you know, cars, boy racers, yeah. You know, engines that go off. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a bloody gun going off. It goes pop, 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 all the way down the street. Sometimes it's just, it goes on for longer. And I'm not being sexist, but it does seem to be men, most of the time, young men.
Honestly, we're horrendous. What a horrendous species we are. I mean, Harriet, I can understand because if you're just there trying to be on the David Potts show and all of a sudden you can just hear in the background.
Exactly.
I would also be upset with that. Like, I wouldn't enjoy. And is it one of them where they're like, the music's blasting, the windows are down, it's actually pissing it's actually pissing it down with rain, but they're still doing it. They're still doing it because they want to look cool.
They even do it when they're stopped at a traffic lights and you can still hear the exhaust. Like, he's revving it up, getting ready to go. I'm like, you're not Lewis Hamilton. This is not a racetrack.
Yeah.
Get a life. It winds me up. It winds me up.
Right. Well, to be fair, I can understand why it winds you up. However, I am that person who has the wind. No. Wait, Harriet, wait, please. I've not finished. My car doesn't rev. I don't rev my car. But I am that person, windows down, sunglasses on, screaming Natasha Bedingfield Unwritten at the top of my lungs.
You know, honestly, that's fine.
Like, right.
You slay that. I'd probably do that myself. I have no problem with that. If you want your music loud,
right,
go for it.
It's the rev
just
of the engine.
Don't have that engine that goes off like a machine gun, scares the life out of me. I just can't deal. I just cannot deal with it.
How do you feel now you've got that off your chest?
I feel good. I feel good that I've vented. I vent a lot to people about this. Like, this has been on my mind for so long.
But do you feel like you've especially got it off your mind today?
Yeah. I feel like I've really said, this pisses me off. I'm not happy about it. Mm-hmm. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good.
I will literally scream and potentially die if all of a sudden now I just hear a boy racer go past you, because you are outside, aren't you?
Do you know, luckily I've planned this. I'm in a little alcove, so I'm away from the traffic. So I thought, no, that would be the last thing I would want.
The thing is, so the boy racers will slay where and wherever.
Wherever, that's true.
Wherever. Well, Harriet, it has been absolutely sensational to have you on Good Morning Britain. I'm so glad you've got that off your chesticles.
Thank you for letting me get it off my chesticles. You've been amazing.
You are so welcome, and enjoy your trip in Bath.
I will do. Please come and visit.
I'll get in the bath, don't you worry.
Yeah.
I will get in. Harriet, thank you so much, and it was lovely speaking to you.
Lovely speaking to you,
David. Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, to end the show, this is going to be amazing. Honestly, I'm so excited for this bit. I'm going to unlock my surgery doers. I've got my scalpel ready, and we are ready to delve in for Dr. David. Thank you. Feel like you're on Holby City, don't you? Honestly, iconic. Now, as I always say, this is not proper medical advice. So my advice is that you do not actually follow any of the advice that I give you. I don't have a degree. I don't have a PhD. I'm not a real doctor. However, I do have a scalpel and a stethoscope from a toy kit from years ago. So because it is literally just me here, not like it would be if you were in A&E, hearing about all your silly little ailments, all your bits and pieces, your bits and bobs, anything that's wrong, I'm ready for this. So in my surgery today, we have Dominique from Manchester. Woo! Big up the 0161. That was really cringy. So Dominique has messaged in to say, so my little pinky toe has swollen and it's giving me really bad pains. Went to the doctors and they were confused as there was still no infection, ingrowing toenail or sign of bruising. David, a week down the line, it's still fucking massive. I can't be on a night out moaning over my toe and walking like I've shit myself. Not a good look, Dominique. Can you give a girl some slay advice, please? First of all, them toes ain't loyal. That's how I'm going to start it, Dominique. Now, you've not got an ingrowing toenail. I mean, they make me, like, feel ill. Do you know, like, when someone's toenail's, like, swollen on one side, it's got, like, a little... It looks like they've got a marble on the side of the toe because it's like swollen that much. Maybe wear some, no, actually, what are you going to wear? Maybe you're just going to have to go like shoeless for a bit. I can refer you to a chiropodist. I do personally enjoy going for a pedicure. So I can give you my gal's number if you want to go for a cheeky pedi, because it sounds like you've been slut dropping a lot. And you're in some severe need. I mean, is it a verruca? Because if it is, bazooka that verruca. Little plug for you there, for that brand. You're welcome. We'll send you an invoice. Yeah, Dominique, I'm concerned about your feet. I'll be honest. As a doctor who isn't a legal doctor, I'd go for a pedicure. I think when in doubt, get a pedi. That's my advice. When in doubt, get a pedicure. I really hope that helps you, Dominique. And I think it definitely will do. But like I said, guys, if you ever, ever need some top tier medical advice from myself, then come and say hello. You can contact me at thedavidpottshow.com or head over to our socials at thedavidpottshow, and I'll see you there. it, guys. The first ever episode of the David Potts Show. How amazing has it been? Honestly, thank you so much to me. And thank you so much to the thousands and thousands of people that are live watching right now. You guys are the best. I love you all so much. Also, thank you to the gorgeous public for getting involved and to Will Best for his amazing plug, plug, plug. I think I might go and treat myself to a Bloody Mary after this, eh? Hey, Will, I'll get it at the Ivy, love. And in the next episode of the David Potts Show, there's more loose women. I've got another gruesome diagnosis with Dr. David. Ugh. We're going to be delving deep, guys. I'll reveal our very first competition winner. And hold up, because guess what? There's another prize to be won. Maybe it'll be two sausage rolls instead of one. You never know. The options are endless here at the David Potts Show, guys. And obviously, we've got a hell of a lot more of Good Moaning Britain. Bring in them moans. I love to moan. Oh, no, honestly, though, how exciting is this? It is amazing, guys. So until next time, I'll see you later. And keep on slaying, my honeys. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, I'm Tom Lucy.
And I'm Liv Bentley, and we are here to tell you that we are the brand new co-hosts of Private Parts Podcast.
Each week, we will read each other the most intimate and sordid details of our lives from our diaries.
From personal stories to naked truths, nothing is off limits. Expect the unexpected.
So, what are you waiting for? Tune in every Friday.
Wherever you get your podcasts.